This podcast is brought to you by AvWeb.com, world's premier independent aviation news resource.
Hi, everyone. It's Paul Bertarelli reporting from AirVenture 2018 in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. I'm with Eric Zipkin, who is president or head of the D-Day Squadron. And the D-Day Squadron is going to move up to more than 20 airplanes to Normandy to celebrate the 75th anniversary of the invasion of Europe. Eric, you talked a little bit about in the press conference about the logistics here. It's pretty staggering. How are you going to pull all this together, and what kind of support will you have along the way in getting these airplanes to England and eventually France?
Well, it's a pretty significant logistical challenge, but what we're doing is we're putting staff in place to be able to handle that. We've got some dispatch organizations, some flight planning organizations that have offered their services, and we're going to pre-stage a team of people at every stop. The itinerary is basically Northeast U.S. Going on to Goose Bay, then Greenland, and then Iceland and Scotland, and then ultimately into the UK for the 20 plus airplanes that will be coming from North America. So it's a heavy lift and many thousands of gallons of fuel.
Now, how many of these airplanes are actually C-47s, and how many are DC-3s?
The vast majority started life as C-47s. You know, the beauty of the incredible story of the DC-3 C-47 is not just the D-Day invasion. It's the fact that the aircraft was a civilian airliner. It really was the nexus of the airline industry as when it started, and then it was drafted like most men in and most of the country in World War II into olive drab and to serve. So the C-47 really is the military version, but after the war, the C-47s were sold surplus, and they became the backbone of the airline industry as we know it today. So many of the aircraft, or indeed most of the aircraft that will be flying with us, started life as C-47s, went on to become DC-3s in airline service, and are now coming back to their roots and back being C-47s.
So you got to fly in the North Atlantic. You'll be doing it in late spring. These airplanes have to be equipped, I assume, IFR capable to do that flight?
That's correct. We're playing things very conservative. Ultimately, we are flying 75-year-old airplanes. But all the aircraft are IFR equipped and capable. They are not the aircraft are not de-iced. So as a result, our rules of engagement are day VMC. But we have the IFR capability to be able to adjust depending upon the changes in the weather.
And you're going to stage in Duxford, England. What happens there, and then on to France?
So in Duxford, we've got 2 days of training and exhibition with our European hosts, because there are another 10 or 15 aircraft that will be joining us from Europe. So we're going to stage there, train there for a couple of days. We'll have a couple open house days so the public can come out and see the airplanes. And then on the 5th of June, we will fly as a large formation across the English Channel and land in Normandy.
And we also mentioned in the briefing that there's a chance that they may go on to Germany to commemorate the Berlin airlift. Is that, how firm is that?
It's not a chance. It is a certainty. So what were the majority of the aircraft will be continuing on the 10th of June to Germany to celebrate this end of the Berlin airlift, the 70th anniversary of the Berlin airlift in Germany. And so we were going to make several visits at American air bases and civilian air bases, airfields within Germany to commemorate that, culminating with an appearance in Berlin.
Okay, now airplanes run on gasoline, but also money, so how can people contribute to this?
So we're at www.ddaysquadron.org, there's an opportunity to contribute both monetarily and also our contact information if you have other means of support, ways to support us in terms of logistics or expertise. We'd love to have you. And also, if you have a local aircraft, each individual aircraft's on their own to support their effort. If you have a local aircraft that you're familiar with, reach out to them and offer up your support.
All right. Thanks a lot, Eric.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from AirVenture 2018. Thanks for listening.